You are currently the only person in this conference.
Thank you. everybody, and welcome to InterOccupy's continuing conferences on electromagnetic radiation and microwave dangers. And today's agenda date is 2/9/2017, and today's agenda is to talk about getting all of our information onto one large notebook, meaning that we'll try to brainstorm ways of putting a major portion of the research, legislation, conference calls, and housing in all in one place on a website if possible, or someplace that we can have access to instead of having it all over the place. Or maybe we can have it all over the place as well as have it also on one site, or try to at least. So. And we've talked about a name for it. I think we have to think of another name for it. So I have preliminarily with Naveen come up with a name called Notebook, but I don't know. It seems like we've been getting more legislation and research and activists involved in the dangers of the wireless technology in recent months, or maybe more than recent months. So. And there's a lot going on Facebook, Yahoo, and a growing amount of websites that are geared to bring information to the public. So this is not only the United States, but it's around the world. There's so much information going around now. And I guess, I don't know about everybody's inbox, but my inbox is getting inundated. So the problem with our current email and Facebook entries is that they are growing, and we are unable to keep track of the amount of information coming at us. So legislation, research, and it's becoming overwhelming to get hundreds of emails and Facebook entries. So so I'm going to have this conference call information listed and on this website maybe, and all the previous calls so people can do research. When they wanted to find out about any topic at all, they can go to a particular website, maybe even my website, to get information they need to do the research on. If they're doing any lawsuits, they can also find out about that or any new legislation. That'll be good. And Naveen and I have worked on this notebook, and we'll have a list of those looking for housing as well and those who can offer housing. As well as housing options, including a new idea for an ES multiple housing project, a retreat, which Naveen has thought of, and also she started to design it. So I can help her with that. But we also need to get financing for it. So, you know, I don't know. I've been trying to do this for years now. But Naveen and I have started a notebook where all the important entries can be input into one place again, as I said. So his ability to write code and can input via a link a lot of the scattered new information that needs a place to become more effective. It's kind of like a library. But actually, if you input something by a link to this, she can write a little code so that it goes onto this one encompassing website. So what we need to do is discuss more and come up with a name for this. And I don't know if we should call it Notebook or something else, but it's kind of like a library. And the way the library is set up now, it allows people to donate. And the donations would be going to save landlines only, the way I see it. So there would have to be individual group websites so people can donate to their favorite advocate groups. And also my audios will be available for free from this website without me having the rights to the audios, which I don't think is too fair. I don't know. I'm not sure. I don't like to just give everything away, but I'm not getting any donations. I've put together for the last 4 years, starting in 2013, every single week, all these conference calls every week. I guess some recognition I think would be due me, so a donation towards that would help me to continue the conference calls altogether. So I'm asking you to donate to help me to continue these calls for free. And I've been putting a lot of time and effort into these conference calls, and I really think that it would be fair for me to have some compensation or donation. And you can email me at sandyows@aol.com if you'd like to make some sort of donation. So let's start brainstorming if we can about anything that you'd like to start with. We have more people on here than I thought. So does anybody have any suggestions as to how to proceed with this? I guess press 1 on your keypad or something. Press something on your keypad to get started. But, I mean, one of the things I will say while you're all thinking about it is that I put the link on here, and so you can all go to it. And it's really interesting the way she put it together. All the conference calls are there from what she has, as well as all the information she's gathering, the new information that new research or information or conference or calls to legislators, whatever. She put it all together there, so you can just go to one place as opposed to going to many, many different places. It just makes it easier in one place, but I'm not quite sure how we're going to structure this. He doesn't mind doing it, so I'm not quite sure how we can arrange this. So, Kathy, your hand is up. How are you today? Did you have a suggestion?
I sent you a post. I found on the FCC website that they have an advisory committee. It's called the Broadband Deployment Advisory Committee. And you can get it at fcc.gov/broadband-deployment-advisory-committee. And this is their mission. The BDAC's mission will be to make recommendations for the commission, the FCC that is, on how to accelerate the deployment of high-speed internet access or broadband by reducing and or removing regulatory barriers to infrastructure investment. This committee is intended to provide an effective means for stakeholders with interest in this area to exchange ideas and develop recommendations for the commission, which in turn will enhance the Commission's ability to carry out its statutory responsibility to encourage broadband deployment to all Americans. So
right.
That's it. The FCC is trying to remove barriers, any kind of regulations about using Wi-Fi.
Right.
So that's it. There's a big committee for that. Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, that's a very good starting point. I mean, you know, I have no idea what to say. I mean, it's like everything that's going around, right, Kathy? Everything that's going around right now, we're doing, when we take one step forward, we have to retract like maybe 10 steps back. I mean, it's really not fair. But I mean, we're still any suggestions on? I mean, that should be on this website. If it's a website,
believe it or not, this website, this committee, is taking nominations for membership to the BDAC, which should be submitted to the FCC no later than February 15th. I think we should nominate, like, everybody on the phone right now. Everybody should be nominated to be a part of this committee.
Can we do that?
And we should. Why not? Yes.
Well, we nominate.
Notice,
okay, all of us. Then what? What happens then? How do we get involved? What do we go there? What do we do? What committee
is
it?
Well, first of all, it's very doubtful that any of us would be accepted unless we are electrical engineers or have some kind of background in this, besides being suing the municipality that's trying to force this down our throats. But at least we would get the message out to them that we care and that there are people concerned and that we want to influence what this board is going to do. And I think that's probably a good idea. So, Sandy, I think
okay.
I should nominate you.
I'll do it. I'm in enough hot water as it is. Why not get in more?
Why not?
I'll nominate. Okay, let's get some people. Conversation. I agree with you, though. Carl, did you have something to add? You're unmuted.
Sorry, me?
Yeah. Unmuted. You put your...
Oh, yes. Thank you. I haven't been on in a very long time. My name is Carl. I'm in Boston now instead of Vermont. I'm starting to study electrical engineering. What you said about the library, that sounds like kind of a wiki or a database. Just kind of my input. It sounds very exciting. If you could post the URL to the EMF housing list, that would be really great. Bones are kind of hard for me.
I can't hear you too well. You have to speak up a little.
I'm sorry. Could you post the URL to the library, to the EMF housing list, so that we could see it? I would call it a wiki or a database. A wiki would be a great thing so anybody could add information to it. I recently discovered this domain of research. Sorry?
Huh? Yeah, there's coding over there. There's some coding. So if you, I don't know exactly how you do it, but you go to the web somehow. You either go to the website or, I don't know, you link the information that you have somehow. I don't know how he did it, Naveen did it. But you can link to that website anything you want to add to it, and it'll go immediately onto the website. So everybody can put things on there. If you have a house for sale or if you have a house for rent or if you need housing or if you're doing legislation or, you know, to nominate Kathy and me for this committee. or if you also want to be being nominated for this committee, then, you know, we can all do all of this on this one website. It's a lot easier than this. I am getting, I don't know, I can't even count how, I probably am getting 1,000 emails a day at this point, believe it or not. I can't handle it. So, you know, we came up with this idea, Carl. So, it's just a question of everybody wants to have their own website and have their own stuff on there, too. But if you want to share information, you can share it on there. And if you have information, people are just emailing me, put it on your website. And, like, you know, I can't put everything on the website. So what happens is that if you, instead of emailing me to give it to the whole community, what you do is you press a link somehow. I don't know exactly how this works yet. And that will go on to this one website where things will be accumulating by topic. It may ask you what topic it is, and it just goes on there. And then you can go there and see what the latest research is, who's looking for housing, you know, whatever else we research or whatever else we're looking to put on there.
So we need to figure out how we can access it.
Right. You can just go on there. You can just go on there. We have a link to it. You don't have to. I said to him, we can't access this by giving everybody a user ID and password. They just have to be able to get in there without needing to do that. And so I think he created it. You can just press the button and do that. Now, I don't know if we're all eventually going to need to, for confidentiality purposes, need to do something like a user ID and password to get on there to see everything. I don't think that's such a good idea. I don't know. What do you think?
Well, I had an idea like that some time ago, a wiki where anybody can just add information. It's called a wiki. It's a website that anyone can edit. It's usually organized into information that people care about with categories and different pages. But it sounds like you've done it, which is great. You're saying there's a link from your website?
Yes. There's a link. In other words, my website, which I can't put together. Something happened to the old website. I had to put a new one together. But the link to my website is going to be there on her site. So you can go to her website and link onto my website or anybody else's website in the community.
What do I type into my browser to access this?
Okay. Well, I put it onto... she fixed it. He fixed it more recently. He changed it a little bit. But you go https://wirelessaction.file.
What is that?
Wireless.
Wireless.
Wireless action. Dot files www.wordpress.com. I think this has to be changed in order, you know, this whole thing will have to be changed later on. Anyway, we're, I have to continue this long address. So it's wordpress.com/2016.
Could you put the whole URL onto the EMS housing mailing list?
I think we are distributing it in the housing list, yes. Yeah,
okay.
I think that's what
okay.
you mean, housing Yahoo group or what? Is that what you mean?
Well, maybe I just haven't seen it.
Well, what happened is
I'm not on a computer right now.
I put it on the agenda notes, okay? And when I put it on the,
oh,
the
yes,
agenda
yes,
notes.
Oh, yes, from the agenda notes.
It's on the agenda.
Sorry.
It's,
okay.
it's on the
All
agenda,
right.
but it wasn't linkable. You pressed the link and it wasn't working. She said it works now. It's a preliminary. It's preliminary. We're going to look this over after we all talk and we have come up with new ideas of how we want to structure this, if we do, and then we'll take it. You know, he'll take it another step forward. If anybody wants to. To help out with this little project, or we'll see if we really want to do this, and we can, you know, we can, you can help out in some way. And everything can
yeah,
be
yeah.
out there. You know, here's the upcoming conferences this week, or this month, or, you know, these are the actions that are being, you know, sought after. This is what Taffy has to say about 5G. Or, you know, this is new advisory committee. Whatever, you know, we want to put on there, we'll put on there. And everybody's welcome.
That's great. I might call it a database. I don't know. You call it whatever is like the up-and-coming term for whatever it actually is. I think a wiki would be great. Maybe it's not one. This other thing that I might mention is I discovered this research domain called emission security, which is really relevant to inhibiting wireless emissions because it's another reason for a lot of people to care. They were able to shield all the voting machines in Denmark because this guy was frightened of people voting with machines, and so he wrote this program that lets you plug an antenna into a computer and shows what is on the display of the machine based on its wireless emissions. And you can do this for all sorts of devices. So I guess I just thought I'd let you know that emission security is another reason to decrease emissions.
Okay. Mm-hmm. You're breaking up a little bit, but okay. I think that makes sense, yes. It's definitely important. So do we have a name for this thing? Do we know what we want to call this? Let's just take a show of hands. How many of you think this is a good idea to do something like this? You know? I mean, I guess press 3 on your keypad if you think it's a good idea. Oh, good. Okay, we have some people who are saying, okay, good. Okay, we have 3 people who know how to press 3. okay. Oh, actually, no, now everybody has 3. Okay, we have 4 people who have pressed a 3. Okay, does anybody have any input about what we should call this? Or, you know, the name of this? Do we call it a library? Do we call it, you know, a simple thing like a library? Or do we call it EMS something, EMR something? Or, let's see. Hi, Leah. Have a name?
Hi. I do not have a name, but I do think that it should have EMF or EMF harm or something like that in the name. But whether you call it notebook or database or action site or info site or any of those, I'm kind of like not particularly leaning towards any of those. But I think it should be something like EMF harm info site or EMF harm notebook or EMF harm whatever. So that's my only suggestion.
That's a good one, but the only problem that they have is like they have the safe, you know, landlines, or they have other they have other names for other sites. I mean, you know, Jasnet has a site, and there's so many sites out there now. So, I mean, this would be like an accumulation of data. So, data site, info site, I don't know. Anyway.
Well, you just need something in the name that indicates what the subject matter is. So, in other words, if you just say notebook, it could be a notebook about golden retrievers, you know. So, you just need something in the name that indicates that it's about what we're going through, electrical hypersensitivity. That's my only thought on that.
That's good. What about wireless something or another?
Sure.
Wireless something. Anybody else? Carl and Kathy, you're
Well, there are a lot of websites out there. So maybe you want to gear this one to us, to this group. So it's not just New York, but I don't know, maybe notes from the EMF group in New York State or what, or something. So identify that this is notes from this group because there's so many groups out there.
Well, I guess that's true, too, but this is for all the groups. In other words, all the other groups are going to contribute to this, too. So, you know, our group, all the information from our group, all the information from all the other groups, too. So Daphne would be contributing maybe others, Isis from her group and Josh and just, you know, all of them. So it'll be like for everybody, instead of having all these, you know, different websites to, you know, we can have different websites, but, you know, it's like everybody has to go from one to the other. And then you have on the Facebook page, I mean, all the different, there's so many more groups forming there, and you can, enjoy the group that you're in. But there's so much information accumulating, so we thought we'd have put it in one place. Well, I don't know. Do you think that's a good idea? Leah, you've been on Facebook a lot. Do you think that, you know, that would be valuable to still do this? Because you like Facebook. So, Leah? Hello?
Yeah, there's pluses. Hello. I was on mute. There's pluses and minuses to Facebook, and the pluses are you're going to reach a heck of a lot of people that way, because a lot of people, when they're looking for support groups or looking for information, they'll try Facebook and they'll type in the top EHS or EMF to see what comes up. The negative to Facebook is there's no way to organize the information. So to me, the nice thing about the way you have that page set up is you can, in the About section, have your website listed. So there's nothing wrong with doing both. You know, you've got your Facebook page and then you have the website address listed in the About section so people can quickly find it and get that information.
Okay. But they can also get every single conference call that's around and when, I guess. I mean, do we need to duplicate this again? I guess that's the idea. That's the question.
Yeah, you do. Yes, you do. Because Facebook does not, unless you post, I'm trying to remember if you have a grouper. Give me a second here. If you have, unless you post it as an event, it's not going to get to every single person in your group on Facebook.
Okay.
Yeah, so for you to just put a post in like you did today, it doesn't reach everybody.
Right. It doesn't reach everybody, and you've got to post it all over the place. But, I mean, I'm of 2 minds. I really don't know. I mean, I know that I have to post it many different places. And I don't know. I wonder if I could put it in one place. And the other question really is, how long will it take for people to understand that this is available? Will they go there to look for everything? You know, will they do that? Will they go there and realize this is a really one-stop shopping place?
You can't be all things to all people, okay? If you're trying to just reach, you know, you could occasionally put a post up there to remind people of the website. You can also pin a post at the top of your group with the website listing there. So there's ways to advertise your website on your Facebook page. The negative to the Facebook page is information scrolls down. So if information about, we have to have an action to call our senators about X bill, I think it's 81 or whatever it is, House Bill 81, it'll only be up there as long as people are liking it and being active, and then it'll slide down the page and slide down people's news feeds. So you won't be able to reach people after about a day using that
system.
That's
right. That's why it's so difficult to reach people on Facebook unless you post it that day and you keep posting it over and over again, and then it becomes, an overload. And the same thing with the emails. You're getting, I was just trying to figure out a way of doing that. It can be all in one place, and, people will still go to the Facebook pages and they'll still go to the Yahoo groups or whatever they want. But this could just be everything that we want to put on there. It's becoming more and more, makes more and more sense as we talk about it. Here's just another place to go to eventually where you can find things that you're looking for. Maybe eventually people will post it on there. So, at least we'll know what's new and what we need to do, housing, whatever we want to put on there, research, findings and whatever. Anybody's doing lawsuits, they can put the information in there. Here's a letter that you can use a template for in case you want to get out of a smart meter or whatever. All those things can be put. And that could be like categorized so people can organize. I think more and more I think about it, I think it might be an okay idea. Now, people go and they listen to my website, I guess, my conference calls, and they want to listen to whatever they're looking for. So we could call it, do you think a wireless library? I don't know what we could call it. Anyway, any ideas? Kathy?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a hard one.
Too many wireless websites.
I know, but
a resources database.
What? I
call it a resource database.
What does a database mean? I mean, database of what? Housing?
The database
so many
of resources. The database is something that's categorized by a computer to hold data in an organized manner, to look up each item as you want it.
So database resource library?
I would just call it a resources database. That's just my input. But pick whatever you want.
No, wait. What did you say? Resource database?
Resource says database. A database of resources.
Okay, database of resources. We have to say wireless database of resources. Does that make sense?
Or you could say database of wireless resources. But, it's all, the same thing.
Yeah, I know, but what do you think? Wireless resources? we're just trying to think of a name. I don't know. That's a difficult thing is to think of a name that people will say, okay, I can go here and everything is there. Database of...
You might have hit it with the wireless resources one. You could even throw in something like community wireless resources or movement wireless resources.
Movement... wireless resources? Movement? Well, what movement? Movement, wireless?
The movement is the EMFR movement.
EMR movement resources? Does that make sense? EMR movement resources, okay. So, how does that sound?
Well, you got to throw, because EMR is just radiation. So I don't know what you're calling your group, but EMF arm resources?
It's not only our group, it's everybody's group. It's like a whole, you know, it's for everybody. And this is international. This is not only national. International resources. EMR,
International Wireless Resources.
Okay. How does that sound? International Wireless Resources. Okay. I mean, it doesn't sound like, you know, like a cute little, you know, fun little phrase, but I think it's what it is. International Wireless Resources. You know, you can't get more technical than that, right? Okay. So like this name, or do you, what do you think? Anybody have any opinion about it?
Sandy, hey, Leah. A couple of things. One is just saying international wireless resource, that could be pro-wireless or anti-wireless. So I don't know that that's a clear enough name in and of itself. But my thought was more, I like the word hub, since you used that in some other version a while back, but I like the term hub because it is going to be encompassing a lot of different resources from a lot of different places. So the idea of, I like putting the word hub in there, and I don't know if it would be stop wireless or instead or something like that rather than just plain wireless. Because to me, if I were looking through that, I would skip over it because it sounds like it's pro wireless.
Okay, international wireless danger? No. Hub, I like the word hub.
Wireless.
Yeah.
Anti-wireless.
Anti-wireless?
Wireless harm. We're going back to that word harm.
Wireless harm. No. Hub?
Resource hub. Wireless harm resource hub.
That's too
good.
Long. What? I couldn't hear you.
I think if you're saying hub, that you can pull resources right out of there and make it kind of more concise and easier to remember, but it kind of fills the same role. So you could just say, like, international anti-wireless hub or international wireless arm hub. That's my opinion.
International wireless arm hub. Phew! That's a lot of words there. International wireless arm hub. Okay. I don't think we've got the right name for this yet, but I know that we'll have to keep working on it unless you come up with something else. But do we like the idea of doing all these different, I mean, do you like to do this? Would you feel comfortable in using this? Anybody? Taffy, what do you think about this?
Oh, well, it'd be nice if you had, you know, one place to go. I mean, personally, I've been going to takebackyourpower.net and Stop Smart Meters New York. That's a good one, too. So, I mean, I guess it wouldn't hurt. I don't know. I would use it, definitely.
I don't know. Like, if you go to those other websites, do you get the right all the information that you need from those websites? Or are we lacking something?
Well, yeah.
In other words, what do you
say? There's a lot of stuff I'm not, takebackyourpower.net is tremendous for the legal work, and Electrosmog, I think it's called, is another one that I've been to. Just Googling them, these things will come up, And so that's what you go to, because that's what happens when you Google them. So.
But are they all encompassing? In other words, I guess what I'm saying is that is this the right time to do something like this? Will those, will Josh also put his information? You know, we can have a link to his website from here too.
Yes.
So
absolutely, you can just put links to these where they have lists or they have the like the speech from the 100 plus doctors. You can have that link on the page and just say this is the link. You know, describe it. That's organizing it.
Yeah. It just seems it would be. But as we expand, I mean, it seems like this is going to be, it's so confusing to sort of go one place or another place and try to do this and that I was just trying to figure out a way that would work better. I mean, I don't know. And also, I don't know if we have a place where people list if they have housing for rent or also they need housing. I know they have it for multiple chemical sensitivity, but I don't know if we have anything like that, or maybe we do on Facebook. I don't know. Seems to be arbitrary. I'm looking for housing. I can't stay in my house any longer. I'm running. I'm in my car. Where do I go? You know, that kind of, I hear that a lot. I see that on Facebook, or I see that on Yahoo groups. But we don't have a place. I know I tried to put one together on my website, and I had that. And then, you know, it just became what happened, actually, when I had it on that website, is that people were calling all those listings over and over again because I was not able to update it. So it seems like it was a good idea to have that. People are always looking for places to go to, even when they're traveling. So, I mean, as this gets worse, you know, I was just thinking of expanding it. I don't know. I don't know what you all think about this. So I don't really know what to do about it either. But we can start doing this. How's that? And then what we'll do is we'll keep thinking of different names. If you have any other names, just try to put it on that website. Try to put it on that link or... worst comes to worst, just email me, and then I'll put it onto their website, or think about that until next week. I think we really should get this together, especially housing and also conference calls and anything else you want to put in. Anybody have any other suggestions about what we can put on there? Anything else? We'll have
I think we should have a 5G rollout page. I don't see that anywhere. I mean, what's it's going to actually be? You know, are there going to be little cell towers on every telephone pole? And this is going to kill all the bees and all the bugs and hurt us, you know. And we have to maybe do that page. That's a good one.
Yeah. Anything else besides the 5G rollout page? I mean, because we're going to put this together. He's going to literally listen to this conference call, put it all together as we're talking. Okay, we'll do this. Okay, we'll have a 5G rollout page. Anything else that you would like on this?
You know, if you're going to have a big action.
So we can add anything we want.
What?
Make it a WIKI. So that we can add anything we want.
Yes, that's right. I mean, it is like a wiki. I don't even know what a wiki means exactly, but I know that it's a link, right? You can link to something.
Have you seen Wikipedia? Have you seen Wikipedia?
Yeah.
Wikipedia.org is a website where anybody can add a new topic and write about it. People make these all over the place. You can get a free one. We just need people to update it and keep it going and relevant.
Okay, well,
the problem with that is that other people, the industry will come along and they'll just take it all down. They'll change it and they'll take it down. They'll debunk it. That's the problem with
we're
Wikipedia.
Lucky, we can deny them a user account, you know.
Okay.
The edits could be moderated and accepted or rejected.
That's good.
Okay, so will moderate it. I mean, he's really devoted to this. Naveen is very devoted to putting this together. Also, he has a if you want to be put on this mailing list, I don't even know why we need a mailing list on this because everything is just going on there. But you can be put on the mailing list.
Put me on the mailing list.
Put you on the mailing list?
Yes, please.
Okay, well, you can go to the, okay. I don't know how to put you onto the mailing list for this, but, you can just go to that link that's on the agenda page, and it will take you there. Literally, you can go there. You can add anything you want on there, too. So this is just the beginning of it. And he said that he'll be working on this. And also what he did is he put together some floor plans for new housing communities. And what it looked like. And he's just working night and day on trying to put this together in a way that we can all relate to this and we can all use it as a resource of some sort, to get information, to link up with people. How about we can also have, instead of 5G rollout, what about a support link, or I need support on this too, or hotline issue, or I don't know what you want to call this, but something to do with a hot question need answering, things like that. I mean, something like that. I don't know. Anybody have any other ideas about what we can do for this? Let me see. Who's on here still? Let's see. If you have anything else that you think would be good, let me know.
Maybe an action page. An action page.
Okay.
Yeah, like many of the big groups for environmental actions that you take, you say take action, right? And it's tell the FCC that wireless is harming wildlife and harming people, and a nice letter to them, and then we put that on an action page, and then that is sent. The person enters their information, their name and address, and a contact information, and it goes to the FCC, and you could CC the president. Well, I don't know how much good that's going to do, but you could also include that to the governors of the states that you're in, or your legislators, or have another one that you send to the New York, or to the senators of your state.
That sounds good.
Someone has to put up. I don't know how to do that. I mean, this is complicated. I was trying to do it with the Cetacean Society page, and we have to hire someone to do that because it's kind of special.
He's going to put an action page. Yeah, the action, it'll be up immediately. In other words, he's going to put it up immediately. So, just not to worry about that. He will put this together right after the conference. Well, maybe tomorrow, everything that we talk about, he's going to work on. So that, see that up on that.
Is this under a nonprofit organization? Is there any central organization here?
No, I don't think so. That's what I'm thinking about, is that there isn't any. It's just all of us together. It's all of our actions. Because what?
So what you do is you form a corporation, and then you apply to be a nonprofit with that corporation so that when you send your actions out, or, you can accept donations to do the work and to get people to meetings, in D.C. and get people to, their meetings with their legislators and all conferences and things like that, and cover the cost of the phone calls and all that, and for you and all that, so you could have donation.
Yeah.
We have an action, and then after they send their action to the legislator, then it immediately goes to a donate here page to this organization we're fighting for, you know, Wi-Fi free
right.
society. That's something
Wi-Fi
we have to
free.
Do. Wi-Fi free society.
Wi-Fi free society.
Wi-Fi free world. Yeah.
Wi-Fi free society. That sounds cute. I don't know. Maybe that's a name to look at. But no, I agree with that too. But the thing is that each individual action, for example, on the action page, you have to take actions and people responsible are working on those actions. And you can have a little donation page there. Each one is different. So it's like a combination, an accumulation of everything. It's like going into a library to see everything in one place. That's, I think, the
yeah.
idea of.
Write a letter to your state senator. The second action, write a letter, tell the FCC that we don't want the 5G rollout. It's harmful. Tell the another action would be tell the Environmental Protection Agency, if we still have one, that we want an environmental impact statement on the effects of 5G rollout on environment and on people and children.
Right.
So you have an action page. After they fill it out, they click send, and immediately the page goes to donate here. And the donate page will be the same for every action. It's just donate to this group.
That sounds perfect. That's perfect, except that we have to put a donation button on there, which he'll do. So, but, you know, besides
yeah.
that, we have the other, besides, I know that you're very worried about the 5G, but what are we going to do, Kathy? I mean, literally, I don't know if there's anything that we can do about this.
About
I don't know, except that
we're
communities away from the area.
Well, we have to talk about it. I've been telling people about it, and people are, it's sort of slowly sinking in, the people that I see a lot, you know, and they're at least they listen to me and they agree. You know, like I said, the doctor that gave me the letter saying that I'm hypersensitive, electro-hypersensitive. So, you know, it's not an issue that comes up. People would rather be hold on to their phones. It's like an extension of their body, I think, or their selves. But you just have to keep talking about it, you know, and you just can't stop trying. And we have to get together, anybody in New York, you and I, Sandy, and other people in New York, we need to set up a conference call. I will do that. I will set up a conference call with Schumer's office and with Gillibrand's office. Those are our senators. So I'll do that. And we need to do that immediately.
And,
because,
and
Cuomo's office.
And
with
what we can
conference
do.
Conference calls.
We can put that on the
action.
We can put New York actions. New York actions, for example. These are the upcoming actions. It's a conference call to all these different senators. And if you want to join us, please contact. That's like another
uh-huh.
action. So
okay.
we can do that too.
Yeah.
And together.
Yeah.
So in other words, contact us if they live in New York. So it will hopefully broaden the amount of people who would be interested in it, maybe. I don't know. But maybe they will just want that little action. They will participate in that. So we could do that. Oh, the other thing that I was thinking of, and I don't know how, but I've been trying to do this, is to get to Indivisible. Indivisible, I mean, I don't know. I guess you guys know about this. It's growing hugely. I mean, they have, even where I am now in upstate New York, I mean, they have, I don't know, hundreds and hundreds of people. And they started with like three of us. They're just like coming out of the woodwork of wanting to participate in Indivisible groups. And there are hundreds and thousands of these around the United States. So I'm trying to get our issue into Indivisible. As a hot topic for them to approach all the different senators and people in the government. So I think that would be another one, is Indivisible, something about Indivisible Link. I don't
That's
know.
That's fabulous. That's just fabulous. I don't know if I told you, but WBAI, Pacifica Radio, I asked them if they would be willing to use Take Back Your Power as one of their fundraising premiums. Take Back Your Power, the film, Josh's film. And the lady that does the morning show, she contacted me and said, yes, let me see it. It sounds like a good topic. And it kind of went dead, and I didn't hear anything. And Josh said he would give a half price reduction on the films. So I just inquired today. They're doing their winter fundraising, and I don't know if they'll get it back, but get back to me. But I asked again, why don't we do this? You guys need some fresh material, and let's put this up there. It's relevant, you know. And my topic was the Wi-Fi, wireless energy is killing our environment and us too. So I don't know.
I think
it's a kind of an activist topic.
Absolutely. I'm with you, Taffy, 100%. What else are we doing? What else are we going to do? I mean, we can, you know, it definitely is a good way of doing it. We want to get to radio stations. How about that? A link for radio stations. Radio station, I don't know, interface?
We could also do, I'm looking into actually a blog radio site, a web blog radio broadcast. I'm looking into it for the environment, and maybe, and we'll do it. Definitely do a smart meter and a wireless show. I'm looking into it. I don't know. It's a lot. It's going to be a lot of work and headache, but I think it needs to be done.
Yeah, but I mean, how about needs? I don't know how we're going to put a needs over there. You need somebody to help you. I can help you a little bit, or very little bit. I can help you as much as I can. I really would like to. Somehow we can work together on something like that. But we can have like a needs. Like if you need people to help you, we can have some sort of a part of this that would say, please help me on this issue. This is the issue that I have. I need help on it. Please email me or call me on the issue that I'm working on. I think that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
I don't know if people are going to... Do we have that many people around to do that, you know, that are that involved in this, you know? And that, they want to actually... be active in this way. I mean, we have a lot of people on this way. What?
It never hurts to put it out there, Sandy. It never hurts to put it out there. I think it's a great idea. It's Leah.
Yeah. You think?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, okay, I do. So and I wanted to, if I could jump in for just a second, because I can't stay on much longer. You asked before about what to do, and a lot of these ideas are awesome. The blog talk radio show that's coming up, the going to the senators. Never underestimate the power when a bill comes up of calling your senators. And it's so dang easy. I used to be afraid to call. There's one number that you call. You give them your zip code. They send you to the right phone, and you leave a message. And you don't even have to leave a long message. If you're opposed to Senate Bill 81, you call and you say, I'm a constituent of yours, zip code, I'm opposed to this bill. Senate Bill 81, because very, very short, like 30 seconds, thank you for your time and hang up, because the people that are taking these messages down they're not going to want a really, really, really long explanation. But if you just call and say, I'm opposed to this bill because it can harm my health, or it is harming my health, or Wi-Fi harms my health, and I just wanted you to be aware that there are people out there like that, and thank you for your time, boom. It's that easy. It takes 15, 20 seconds to do it. So if you put that number up, I have that number above my computer, you put that number on under the action page, it really can start making a difference if people start calling. We've seen already that it's making a difference. The other thing is once you get that action page up, when you have specific action items, that's what you then use Facebook for. So you get that action item and you post it in Facebook and ask people to share it on their personal pages and let it go viral. And that's when people can start adding in and doing it. Putting it through an email is not as effective as putting it through Facebook. And I yield.
Yeah.
But I really agree. I mean, you know, the thing is that if we can have this to going out in many different directions and links to different places, then, you know, it can go viral in that way, too. And, you know, a lot more people will be reading that way with, you know, links to different websites. I don't know. Maybe. Yeah, I think that's a good idea to do that. Anything else that we need to put on this? Because, you know, it's going to be done, like, within another few days so we can get this together. Also, just to let everybody know, I do have these postcards. I don't know. Taffy, did you get the postcard? Did I send you a postcard?
I did. I did. I got four of them. Thank you. They're so cute.
Yeah, they're
they're
cute.
Very, you know, they're little graphics. It's good. They're good.
Did you send it out?
No, not yet. I'm thinking I'm going to make copies of it and pass them out to people.
Okay. I think that was the other thing. Yeah, I think we need to do things like that. They're cute. And you put your story on the back, and from what I've been told, that that if you're sending this to the president's office, I mean, before they get an envelope of some sort, if they get, like, mail, and it's in an envelope, it goes through so much before it gets to the president. But this way, you know, it's so readily available, and you know there's nothing in this postcard. And they say that is the easiest way to get something across to somebody with information. So on the back of the postcard, if anybody needs a postcard, let me know. You can download it as well from this website, you know, that we're talking about. Now, he put this on these pages also, so you can get this postcard and send it out. Anything that we can do to get it out there. You know, even these postcards I thought would be great to do, but you need a lot more people than we have here to do that. So
absolutely,
okay,
you need a whole drive. Also, I just want to mention that it's not just having a conference call. You can set up meetings with your legislators. They're supposed to listen to you. You know, you pay them. You elected them. They're being paid by you and your taxes, and they're supposed to allow you to visit with them, and when you go to them with your issue, you know, you sit down and you tell them, I'm concerned about this, and we need to ban wireless like some places have done, just completely ban it from this community or this county or whatever. And don't be afraid, people, you have to do that. You just have to.
I agree with that.
We have to get busy and do this because this is overwhelming, and the industry is so powerful, and people are so duped and entranced and in dream la-la land about these Wi-Fi devices that they just don't get it. They don't get it.
The only problem that we have right now, they're getting it. You know, when I talk to them, and I don't know if you talk to them this way too, and I just talk to them.
I have.
You know, the logistics of I'm sorry, what?
I've been to Senator Latimer's office. I've been to Assemblyman Shelley Mayer. I've been to Avella. He's the New York State. He's part of the Environmental Committee, Conservation Committee. And who else recently? There's another one. Whatever. But, you know, I'm every other week I go to someone else, and we talk about deer and animal issues. And I always throw out the issue of smart meters being dangerous. And some people, they just kind of like, okay, send me more information. Or they just like, well, I can't work on that. That's not my issue, you know. Or, you know. But they do listen.
Yeah.
They have to listen to you. Make an appointment and go. That's it.
All right. The thing, I'll go with you. I'll go with you to Albany if you want to. I'll go with you to Schumer if you want to. I definitely will do that.
Absolutely. I'm ready to go to Schumer. God, he has offices all over the place. You and
right,
I can meet
I'll
up somewhere. Let's talk off the phone, okay? Let's talk.
But if anybody else hears about this and this conference call and they want to join us in this, please let us know. You know, email me at sandyows@aol.com or Taffy, how did they contact you? How would they contact you?
You get to NY4Wales, WHALES, like whales in the water, NY4Wales at optonline.net.
Okay.
Hello? Okay.
Well, I'm here. Okay, so, okay, sounds good that, you know, that we can do that. And also I think that, what was I going to say? other, you know, I think we can do other things as well. I think other people in other states can do other things as well. But
We must.
But the thing, the other thing that really I think is in the way is that there's so many other issues, and we have a president now that, you know, we've got a lot of issues about our president. So just that is an overload, and people don't want to direct their attention to this issue when there's so many other, as they think, greater issues that they have to deal with, you know. So it's interfering with our issue. So that's why I think that if we sort of link up with Indivisible, an Indivisible link, maybe that'll help. So I don't know.
Sure,
you know.
Everything we can do, yes, absolutely. Everything we can do, we need to do. Every angle.
Okay. Kathy, you're unmuted. Did you have something to add? How are you today?
Yes.
How
I
am I?
Wanted to say.
Oh, sorry.
No.
How are you?
Mike. What? Kathy is unmuted. Is this Kathy?
Kathy,
okay, I'm
you
Kathy
Kathy.
Eugene, right?
I'm sorry. Kathy sounds like Taffy. Sorry.
Oh, that's right. That's true.
Okay. Well, first of all, I'm Kathy and Eugene. I had something important to add. Can I say it?
Sure.
Okay, great. Listen, I just want to say I got this my computer nerd yesterday, but do you know that there were two bills entering the Senate that will dramatically increase the health risks due to cell tower and Wi-Fi electromagnetic radiation? Both bills are off the mainstream media radar. S-19 is the Mobile Act Now bill. It approves small cell 5G transmitters installed in very close proximity to people's homes. And S-88, or the Digit Bill, it's called, permits these transmitters to be interfaced with the Internet, thereby enabling greater warrantless wiretapping that breaches the Fourth Amendment. Did you know about either of these bills? I just said
That's part of that 5G rollout I was talking about. And so now this is going to help enable that to happen. So this is something we have to put in everything we do, every contact with every official that we meet, we have to say. It's S-19, is that what it is? Can you repeat that?
I sent it numbers? To Sandy so she can put it on the web. The one is called S-19, the Mobile Act Now, and the other one is called S-88. S-19 and S-88, the Digit Bill. And this woman who mentioned this, we might get her on the call. Her name is Deborah Kopald, K-O-P-A-L-D, and she's a consultant to doctors and attorneys about environmental illnesses and non-ionizing electromagnetic radiation. And she's going to discuss, I think that was today, the Congress is passing two horrible national bills. I mean, it's not as if thinking about passing it. She put it as if they are passing it. So basically, it'll enforce many cell phone towers outside people's homes, and I bet
that's right.
It'll be mandatory. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So every other telephone pole is going to have a cell tower. It's going to kill us all.
Is, when you sent your email, Kathy, you didn't. Sandy should always say it twice or spell it out. I didn't understand what the at part was. Are you in Austin? Would you say your email again? I'm going to send this to you right now. Would Kathy
for me?
Send
are you
this?
Talking
what,
Kathy.
Well, Kathy was on the call a minute ago. Yeah.
Kathy, your email.
Kathy. It's NY, New York. It's NY number 4, Wales,
yeah.
W-H-A-L-E-S, at optonline.net. O-P-T-O-N.
Okay, you should always write it out because I couldn't understand that at all. It was said so fast.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Okay, I'm
sorry.
Sending this to you right now, so I'll just put cell in the subject line. One other thing that happened in Eugene just yesterday is eWeb, the largest publicly owned utility in Oregon, put on a presentation about the ice storm that happened. And this woman named Janine, she's kind of like the PR person at eWeb, she made one statement in the thing that, well, we were blindsided because we didn't have the AMI system. You know, in other words, if we had the smart meters, we could tell instantly the people were without electricity, with their electrical devices, or the four marijuana plants that a house can have. Some people had their plants really suffer in 6 days without heat or light. So there's all these things that are happening now with trying to promote these smart meters, but they're not saying anything about what the cyber insecurity is from having a smart grid go down because of hacking. And I think we have to really promote that a lot more to people too, you know.
Yes.
Anyway, that's all I needed to say right now, so I'll just listen now, yeah.
Okay, but also I think that, you know, Kathy, you missed some of it. What we're talking about is having like one page on a website where you can put that information on that page, and that will go out to the whole community, and it'll be listed as something that you know to contribute. This is another bit of information that has come our way that we need to deal with. So all the research, all the new information coming out can be put on this website. And all you have to do is on the agenda, if you go to that, if you press that link, you can actually, from what I understand, you can input what you just have, your data, onto that website. Now, I'm not exactly sure I know what I just said in terms of how to do it, but it's supposed to be pretty easy. And I guess by next week we should have some more information on how we're going to put this together, or all the different topics that we're going to have for this new website and the name of it and whatever else we'll do with it. I think it really would be a good idea to do it and continue our advocacy on this. And one other thing, just to make sure everybody knows, that Indivisible, if you go to the Indivisible site, indivisible.com or whatever, .org, you can register or put yourself on that list and then say the issue that you have that you want to deal with is the wireless technology problem. And I think that will be put on the list there, in the Indivisible list, as an issue that needs to be dealt with. So I think it's pretty cool, you know, pretty easy to do that if you say we want to make this an issue. So, and that goes out to a huge community of people who are trying to stop what's going on now with the president and other issues that are just really bad for our world. So, yeah, I think that we can do that too. So, you know, that's part of it. And I don't know what else to say today. I'm just sort of winging it today. I'm stuck here in a big snowstorm. We had about 13, 14 inches. So I don't know. It was really bad up here.
I guess.
Okay,
I have
go
good
ahead.
News. Con Ed came, and this is good news from Taffy in New York. Con Edison, this is who I lovingly say is the enemy. Con Edison actually came to my house and removed the transmitting part of my old gas meter, which has been in there since 1977. And they took off the transmitting part, and now I have a basic analog gas meter. I have to get after them to do the electric, but it's a start. So that's a good thing. See, if you speak up and you get tough and you don't back down, Con Ed has been pretty decent. I know they did this for someone else I know. So, but it's just the gas. We have a long way to go. So good news.
Absolutely. I think that's how did you do that, though? Just out of curiosity, how did you get them to do that, just for everybody to know?
Okay. For everyone to know, go to the takebackyourpower.net, this website, and download the information, the procedure, and the paperwork for the notice and demand, and then with the notice and opportunity to cure, and then for the notice of default. There are three parts to this whole process. It's a legal paper. It's legal documents. You send it to your utility, your public service commission, your governor, and you say, I'm being harmed. It's a legal document. It has a lot of text in it, and you'll get that. I sent it to Con Ed. I sent it to Governor Cuomo and my utility. That's for Con Ed. And they responded immediately. I didn't even have to go into step two. They responded.
I don't know how that happened.
About this. I don't know either.
This is amazing. Can you put that process that you went through, can we put it on that new website so that other people can do exactly the same thing? That's the kind of thing that we're talking about doing, you know.
Well,
you know what I'm saying?
I did the same process with the city of Yonkers. And what did I get? Not one response until when I went after I went after 9 months, they finally gave me 2 pages, which was very flimsily responding to me. So they're in default. The amount on that thing is $300 million, which makes me laugh and laugh and laugh. But they're in default. And they said, no, we haven't done anything wrong. And my response to that was, you have damaged me by charging me with a misdemeanor for failing to put a smart meter on my house. So you have damaged me, and I have to put that down whenever I apply for a job somewhere. I'm damaged.
I think that's amazing that but it's amazing that you can do that. In other words, you have documented evidence. You know?
Yeah,
you have
well,
documented evidence.
Listen,
not a lot of people
anybody
have documented
can do
evidence.
It. You have to start thinking. Use your head. Start thinking. What can I do? How can I fix this? How can I get them to respond to me? You have to threaten them because that's the only thing they understand. They only think.
Well, I mean, sometimes
you're going to. Yeah.
Yeah. I know that you're passionate about this, and I agree with you. It's just that they can hurt you. They can really hurt you. So you got to be careful of who you're talking to.
That's
yeah. So
true.
You know you. Yeah. So, you know, you just have to be a little bit careful from that. And so I want to add, Susan, your hand was up. Did you have something to add to this? You're unmuted.
Hi there. Can you hear me? Hello?
What?
Yes.
Hi, this is Dana. I don't know why I come up as Susan. My name is Dana. I'm in New York, Long Island.
Hi, Dana.
Good. I'm sorry, what?
Hi, Dana. Oh, Dana, I'm so glad you're on. Do we have your information? Because, you know, like Taffy and I have been working on really trying to do some advocate work. So we need your information. Can you email me after the? Oh, wait a minute. I can get your email. Okay.
Actually,
go ahead.
Hi, this is Dana. Thank you so much. Yeah, I do not use email. I don't use a computer at all because of my health issues right now. I'd love to give my phone number. I'd love it if Kathy has a couple of minutes and would be possibly willing to give me a call since I don't have her number. I'd love to get your number if possible.
Sure. You want my phone number?
If you're willing, yeah, that would
my
be
phone?
Great.
Sure, 914-793-9186.
Thank you so much.
That's my landline plugged into the wall.
I've got one, too.
Okay, so...
Yeah.
Oh, this is really great.
Yeah, I'm dealing with the same issue with the meters, gas. Yeah. Should I give my number or do you?
Yes, I would like to get your number, but I don't know. I probably have your number. Can you give me a call and maybe all three of us?
I'd love to give you a call. If you're willing to give me a number, that would be great.
917-319-8163. I'm sure we talked, didn't we? Yeah. Okay. All right, because I don't know. Okay. All right, great. I mean, this is really good information, and also it looks like we're making some progress. Everybody in other states should be doing the same thing. I'm sure they are, or trying to get the word out for whatever's going on in this crazy world of getting, I guess, more fried with EMF. So I don't know. Does anybody have anything else, Dan? I think we should end the conference on this note then, unless we have anything else to say.
Andy, are you going to add this issue to Indivisible? I'm looking at it right here. Taffy here.
Yeah.
So why don't you add it and let us all know so we can go there.
Okay, I'm going to try to do it. Yeah. Oh, definitely. I mean, you know, they have thousands and thousands and thousands of people on that. So I'm going to try to add it and speak to somebody about the issue. And also, it'll be on each individual. There are thousands upon thousands of regional and smaller Indivisible sites or groups.
Oh, wow.
And the one that I'm now in, they're accumulating up. They started with 3, and like a week or two later, they have about 100. and counting.
Uh-huh.
So that's how it's just become accumulating.
It sounds like Occupy.
In a way, yes, it does. It does. But, you know, yeah, it does a little bit, but I think that Occupy was just a little bit different in the fact that we had a smaller group and that it grew larger by people trying to figure out what we were doing and trying to stand behind us. This is a lot more people getting involved in these issues. So I think it's much bigger than Occupy, actually. But it can become very disorganized because it's growing so fast that it's, you know, who knows what's going to happen next. But it looks like people are really, really interested in it. So, yeah. I think everybody here should register with Indivisible, you know. I think it would be a good thing for everybody.
Sandy, can you hear me? Sandy?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, Sandy, I want to say one more thing from Eugene, Oregon. We had a fundraiser for Tsunami Books. We're trying to save our community cultural center that's put on 4,000 venues in the last 22 years. But anyway, the owner of Tsunami Books and was asking for people's Q&A, and one woman pointed out that in the news just the last 2 days, and also the Register Guard Sunday paper, I believe, there was an article that said that for the first time in many years, the regular books have outsold the e-books or the Kindle books anyway, you know. And
really?
So that's a real thing, yes. And so what Scott said, he made kind of an editorial comment that kind of rang a bell for all of us, and we need to follow up on this. He was making the statement that people are learning that holding these devices in your laps and near your ovaries and sperm and bodies is not really good for children and not good for young people or anybody. And so this could be a real turning point, the great turning, pivotal information we need to follow up more people who are saying this publicly on Facebook and the internet chat rooms and stuff like that. Yeah.
Yeah. And I think that we're growing in that way. There's more newscasts about it. There's more people who newscasters are describing this more and saying that this person in this school is having this problem, and this, you know, the whole school is being shut down because of this. And you know, there's so much more information out there that on Facebook as well too. I just can't keep track of it all. And this is not only here in the United States. This is around the world. You know, newscasters and also legislators are doing things to look at this issue a little bit more and present legislation that will, you know, will help kids, especially kids, is I think what they're starting to do. And also I think in some towns, someplace in Europe, they started to take down the cell towers. So, you know, these things are happening. You know, put it all... I think it was in Italy. I'm not quite sure. I think it was in Italy where they started. But the thing is that if we put this together in this website, you know, it's like all this information comes at me, and I'm sure it's at all of you. My memory's really off, and my situation is really weird right now. But it's amazing how much information is coming out now and how many more people are looking at this problem. So if we keep putting it on to this one website, you know, we could see the accumulation. At least it would be inspiring as well to see the information accumulate and do something about it, you know? And help us to, you know, like be able to say, well, hey, this is what's going on here, this is what's going on there, you know, look at this, look at that. I mean, you know, that it might be helpful to be able to document it or actually to say to somebody, hey, listen, this is what's going on here or there or something, I don't know. So, yeah, it's really interesting. And also, you know, we are making some headway. So just to let you know. So, yeah, I'm so glad, Dana, that you were able to join us. And okay, anybody have anything else? Otherwise, I think we should end it because I'm getting distracted here. Something is going on here. So, okay, anybody have anything else? Otherwise, we'll just end the conference call today and say this was a great conference call. And we'll see you next week. And thank you, everybody, and everybody, you take care too. So we'll see you.
Thank you, Sandy.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.